Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Let's now focus on this tweet that was put up by a chap called Paul Trevo, restaurant owner, and he says, I have decided I'm opening my restaurant July 1st, no matter what. That gives them, the government, 4 months to sort out everything. I've done everything I've been told to do. 55,000 came in from the UK with that variant. Now over 1,500 from Brazil. The problem is no longer us. It's an incompetent government. So July 1st, Paul Trevo, owner of Trevo's restaurant in Killarney. Is that the plan?
They're strong words. It's amazing. When you come out with a tweet that reaches over 2 million, you're a celebrity. Nobody wants to talk to you for the rest of the year. So I never thought this was going to explode the way it did. And thankfully it has, because the whole crux of this is to raise the awareness that, you know, while we're looking at the fire of COVID in front of us, the volcano has erupted and burnt everything else behind us. And the reason why I gave 4 months is, and I always want to make it very clear from the start, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, COVID denier, or anything at all like that. In fact, my wife has lost her aunt to COVID, and my own mum had COVID. Thankfully, like an Irish mammy, she said, thanks be to God, when the HSE rang her, because she thought it was something serious like cancer. So she went through 2 weeks of hell, but thankfully, right, you know, bounced back from it.
Glad to hear that. The reason why
I had to do this was because, as a business person, and particularly in rural Ireland, which is seasonal, that if we're not open by the 1st of July, that we're going to face an absolute avalanche of problems coming next October, November, December, when 60 to 80% of businesses are going to be forced to shut. So what's happened with this tweet now is that when you hear oppositional political parties coming out and quoting it up in Dáil Éireann, when you hear the Taoiseach coming out saying, look, maybe our communication has been bad, which has actually been appalling, well, then you're saying to yourself, I think this has worked. I think we've actually raised awareness, and that we have to get open by the 1st of July. And I have an obligation as a business person to my brother who owns the restaurant with me, his family, the team that are there, to all of these guys. We have to get back, and we're going to have to do it. Yes, I mean, ideally, I'd love Micheál Martin to come out tomorrow and say, you can actually open up the 1st of June. I'd love nothing more than that. But if we're not open by the 1st of July, they're going to have to realise that we're in serious, serious trouble.
And why the 1st of July? Is that based on your own gut feeling about where the virus will be? Is that based on looking at your own finances for the restaurant? Why did that date come up for you?
Yeah, so 100% B. It's based on simple maths. So last year, we were very lucky with unbelievable support from the Irish tourists that saved the ass of so many businesses in this country. The Irish are the greatest tourists on the planet, and they came out and supported us in their droves. And last year we got to open 2019 June, so we say pretty much the 1st of July. And if we don't get, as I said, particularly in rural Ireland, like Killarney, Kenmare, Kinsale, Westport, all around, that's the seasonal time. There's no point us opening up in October, November, because there's no tourists around. And we simply can't, I know this is hard to say, and that's why we have to really raise these hard points, is that we can't afford to go through another 6, 8, 9, 12 months of no turnover. Now, the grants and the aid that the government give us is fantastic. There's no denying that. It's absolutely fantastic. But being as black and white as I possibly can, they cover 50% of our fixed costs. So in the last 12 months, businesses have eaten into their savings. They've eaten into their pensions. They've eaten into absolutely everything. Nobody can borrow money because the banks are saying, lads, we don't know when you're going to be open. So the money has run out. And it's not sustainable. It's absolutely not sustainable.
When you say you're giving the government 4 months, what would you like to see them do? Or do you have a plan of things that you would like to see them do? Or are you just sort of handing it back to them saying, look, you're being paid to do this job, sort it out?
No, there's nothing worse than somebody saying you're useless and then not giving an alternative. So, of course, there has to be alternatives. The first thing and the biggest issue that the government have right now, and I think because of my tweet on at Paul Trevo, I think they finally realise that I'm right in saying they have lost the Irish people. Never mind COVID, they have lost the support of the Irish people. We're one of the most compliant races on the planet. They need to win us back. And how they win us back is all these leaks need to stop. Micheál Martin made his address the other day, and a lot of people will say, look, it was great, and most people will say, no, it wasn't, because there was no dates or anything. About 3 or 4 hours after that, he comes out and says, listen, we might actually lift some of level 5. Why wasn't that said in the actual address? Why did that have to be leaked out a few hours later? So all these silly leaks have to stop. The politicians of this country have to realise people at home in Ireland, their heads are fried, they're absolutely melted. They don't realise how flippant their comments that come out are this kind of, we get the story out before Fianna Fáil do or before Fianna Gael do. They don't realise that's destroying Ireland.
I think everybody agrees. There isn't anyone in Ireland right now on the island who thinks that the government's communication hasn't been piss poor, for want of a better phrase, from the start of all this, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, outside of the communication, in terms of, you know, there will be a lot of people listening now go, look, Paul, it's very, you know, optimistic, and I think people can really, really empathise with you and every business owner who's been affected by this since the start. But, you know, this is a virus that it's not caused by the government. It is a virus. And there are a lot of people who are still very uncomfortable with leaving their house. They don't go to the supermarket. They don't like the idea of schools being open. You know, they don't like to see people outside without a mask. You know, so how do you deal with the people who would say, look, it's a virus, Paul. It's not the government. And if you open on July 1st, you could be putting people at risk.
Yeah, no, look, I fully get that. And I don't think for a second there's a single politician out there that wakes up in the morning and goes, oh, how can I wreck the heads of the people of Ireland? I don't believe that for a second. They're all good people. They genuinely want to do their best. But at some stage, we need to turn around and say, look, is what we're doing, is it working? And the answer right now at the moment is no. And so if we social distance, if we wash our hands and we all play our part, that means nothing if we're allowing 55, 60,000 people to come into the country over Christmas from a place that we've been told is a very serious and more contagious virus. And 95% of the cases in Ireland right now since January are the UK variants, the B1117. So, like, if we all play our part and we're allowing this to come in, but it doesn't really matter what we're doing. If this is coming in behind us, it's the fire and the volcano. We now have thousands coming in from another country with a very serious variant as well. So in 4 weeks' time, are we going to hear that actually 95% of new cases are now the Brazilian variant? And at some stage, we're going to have to turn around and say, look, guys, this is a really tough decision, but what we're doing isn't working.
But Paul, as well, like, so listen, if that's happened, right, if the influx of people over Christmas has brought these other variants and this is spilt milk in that sense, can you see then the question marks around the July 1st opening going, this is a situation we're actually in right now, this variant is here?
Yeah, no, and 100%. And that's why I've said, listen, as I said at the start, I'm not denying that the virus is real. I mean, if all of a sudden we're back up to 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 cases a day, I mean, what I want to do is open as safely as possible. Mm. That's paramount, that we can get the country open as safely and as quickly as possible so we can get back to some form of normality. So if by me making this stance is going to force the hand of a government to turn around and say, look, guys, we need to do X, Y, Z, they're going to have to make these tough decisions, because otherwise what's going to happen is come July, we're still in the same position. And that's my issue, is that they're saying, well, why July the 1st? Because, like, Micheál Martin comes out and says, very flippantly, he says, we're not even going to consider the hospitality industry until midsummer. So, A, we don't know when midsummer is, and B, well, does that mean you're only going to start looking at now in midsummer, and you can turn around and say, okay, guys, September? What they don't understand is it's not as simple as me just opening up my restaurant. I have to get the team together. We have to get everything together. It takes 3-4 weeks to be able to kickstart off a business. It's not just a matter of showing up in the office and off we go. An awful lot more too, and that's the same with so many different businesses. And I think, of course, there's frustration, but we also have to be very realistic about it. Safety is absolutely paramount, but I don't think 4 months of us say, look, lads, do what you guys do well. I really genuinely, you've got to believe and have faith in the government. I genuinely believe that our government can solve this. And if they realize, because of my tweet that's gone so viral, that they turn around and say, listen, actually, maybe we need to double down too. Not just about telling the people of Ireland to double down. Maybe we really need to increase our efforts to make sure we're open by July 1st. Maybe even June 1st. Maybe even May 15th of May. I don't know. But the sooner the possible, and obviously the safer the better.
You know, it's when you mentioned midsummer, and it, again, the vagueness of a term like that. I saw a poll on the Journal where they asked people, what do you think is midsummer? And it was like a third of the people thought it was August or the end of July. Other people thought it was the beginning of June. Some people thought it was the end of June. So, you know, it's everything is open to interpretation. And I think, again, people can sympathise and empathise, and that does frustrate everybody massively. It's Dermot Dave on Today FM, and we're chatting to Paul Trevo, owner of Trevo's Restaurant in Killarney. Are you willing to get arrested if it comes to it, Paul?
Listen, the last thing I want to do is for that to happen. Nobody that's right in the head wants to be arrested. But are you asking me, am I willing to stand up for my business and make sure that everything we've worked for in the last 20 years stays there? Am I prepared to sacrifice everything I have for the livelihoods of the team I have? Absolutely. I'll make whatever stance I have to do to make sure that I can highlight the awareness of this. And it's as I said, I can't stress it enough, the support from the Irish people is phenomenal. We would be absolutely in so much more trouble if the Irish people weren't as brilliant as they are. But when you hear successive comments come, and I mean it with the greatest respect, I don't begrudge anybody a single cent of anything. when you hear a politician coming out saying, we understand your frustration and we understand what it's like. As I said on prime time, lads, it's like me saying to a one-legged man, I understand what it's like to limp. I don't. I have two legs. So with the greatest respect to them, they don't understand what we're going through because they're on their full salary. I did another interview and said, what exactly are you looking for? I'm saying, I want to do like you. I want to get up in the morning and go to work. That's all I want to do. And I want to do it in a safe and the best professional way that we do. I'm in hospitality all my life. All we ever do is take care of people. They arrive into the restaurant and we make sure they leave having the best experience ever down in Killarney. That's what we do. So I'm not going to jeopardize it. If we need to open at a 25% capacity, I'll do it. I'll take anything now at this stage. If I have 80 seats in the restaurant, if I can only have 20 seats, then brilliant. At least we're up. We're back in work. We're beyond being as safe as we possibly can be. And we're going to make sure that everybody who comes into the restaurant is going to be taken care of as well as we possibly can. And last year, last year, July and August, Killarney was the busiest I've ever seen it in 20 years. And not a single case attributed to the restaurant industry. So at some stage, we have to ask ourselves, can we do this a little bit better? Can we get the ball rolling a little bit better? Or are all we going to do is just sit and wait on the vaccine program? What happens if we don't get those vaccines? What happens if something goes wrong somewhere along the line? Are we stuck again for another 4-6 months?
Well, let's
hope, can't go another 12 months.
Yeah, let's hope the vaccine rollout does happen the way it is proposed to happen. And then that will, you know, allow businesses like your own and everything else that is currently closed to have a proper timeline as to when they can actually open. Because I think that seems to be the crux of what you're getting at, is that, you know, it's the vagueness and it's the lack of clarity and the lack of communication, which, you know, I suppose to some degree you can understand, because the virus is a virus, you know, and it doesn't behave in logical ways. It just does its thing. It replicates and moves on and spreads. So
have you had any high profile supporters jump in to lend weight to your argument?
It's been, I have to admit, lads, I'm absolutely blown away with the people that have rolled in behind me. I'm talking from doctors, nurses. A nurse got on to me to say, look, I've just read out your thread here to all the nurses in the ward, and we're all cheering you on because you're giving us a bit of hope. Doctors, nurses, solicitors, human rights activists, Olympians. And then all of a sudden, and she's the most inspirational person on the planet as far as I'm concerned, I get a tweet from Vicky Phelan, who's gone through 100 times worse and has turned to you over in America. And she turns around and she goes, Paul, I stand 100% with you and will join your fight. And when I hear something like that from such a courageous person on the planet like Vicky, I turn around and say, no regrets. I'm absolutely so glad that I tweeted what I tweeted.
Paul, where were all the vocal doctors and academics and everyone that you just mentioned there who jumped in on your tweet? Why did it take your tweet for them to become vocal? Because I think, you know, from someone who works in the media like myself, I certainly haven't seen the flood of people in positions of authority speaking up in terms of what you're saying today.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I suppose, I do a lot of stuff on Virgin Media, and because I've been very vocal on social media for so long, I suppose I have some sort of a platform. And when all of a sudden something starts to gather momentum the way my tweet did, well, then all of a sudden people are kind of going, yeah, this, the guy's right. And a lot of people are afraid to say anything, because if you say something publicly, it's very easy to be lambasted. My theory on that is, look, if you swim in the cesspit that is Twitter and the swamp, you're eventually going to come across the scum, you know. But the question is, you've got to get out of it, wash yourself off and jump back in to because there's a lot of really good people out there that, you know, that agree and believe with me. So I think it's because my tweet got so much momentum that all of a sudden so many people turned around and went, yes, we agree too. And out of a reach of 2 million people to have pretty much a 95% support rate, like, that's phenomenal. And I'm not making this up. You can see on my Twitter handle, you can see on Facebook, the support has been absolutely phenomenal.
I have to say, you know, I think you've tapped into something that's very present in the country. The difficulty is that in terms of answers, in terms of having the solutions, everyone has an opinion, and those opinions are based on wherever they're at in their life. If they're afraid of COVID, if they've had they have a sick relative of COVID, you know, they're super cautious. If they have a business that's suffering, they want to open everything back up. So, you know, it's the detail that will emerge over the next while. That's the important part. But I think certainly you've lent your weight to. I know when I was driving in this morning, I heard one of those governmental ads that tell us, you know, the whole firms and the, you know, we're all in this together. And one saying, we know that it's tough. And I have to say, it just kind of, it irks you when you do hear that, because you are hyper aware that it's coming from, as you say, from people who have are in very different working scenarios to business owners like yourself. Look, thank you for your honesty. I'm sure you didn't want to be chucked into the limelight. You are now even more because you've just been chatting on Today FM here, which of course is national radio. And I'm sure you'll have there will be no shortage of criticism as well, as you pointed out.
Absolutely, that's part of it.
Look, if we get a solution out of this, what I firmly believe is, we need to be, it's healthy to have the discussions without name calling and putting people into categories.
100%.
Let's have the discussions, because I think up until now there was a sense that you couldn't vocalize your thoughts, or that you're going to kill someone's granny, and that was basically it if you said something that people didn't want to hear. So I think it's healthy to have the discussions. Let's hear both sides, and hopefully let's get businesses open and people healthy at the same time.
You've so hit the nail on the head that and that's why you have to be vocal. I'm not saying I'm right, but if we talk about it, and if we've got a panel of experts and we can trash it out the way adults should be able to behave, if we can do that, I'm telling you, we will be out of this well before the 1st of July.
Paul Trevo, owner of Trevo's Restaurant in Killarney, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, guys. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.